It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Subway, you got it made exactly the way you say. Like the better for you turkey breast and black forest ham with spinach. Hit it with red onions, cucumbers, whatever fresh veggies you want. Still 4 grams of fat. You so got it made.
Make sure you stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo down here in Slayton tonight for a non-conference game between the Maury County Central Rebels and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And join me once again is first year head coach Andrea Lee. And Andrea, I'm kind of out of breath walking up the steps here. Sorry about that. But here we are in Slayton taking on the Rebels tonight. Are you looking for a good match?
I am. Yeah, they got a couple tall girls, so we're looking to be big blockers, but I'm hoping for a good match. We know really nothing about them besides they got a couple tall girls, so.
Yep. Well, congratulations to you. You're undefeated as a head coach.
1-0.
1-0. There you go. You had a nice sweep against Ortonville last week.
Yes, that was nice to have. Good start.
Yeah, talk about that match real quick from last Thursday with Ortonville.
We had the first game, it was 25-9, so that was kind of a shutout. And then the second and third game, it was a little closer, so the girls actually had to compete. And I think I saw the nerves on the girls' faces, but I'm hoping to push past that tonight and play our game and not play to the other opponent's level.
Yep. Well, Maury County Central, as you mentioned, they've got a lot of returners back from last year. They're just reading in the Marshall paper about them, and the coach thinks they can make a long drive into the playoffs, so they got some experience, it looks like.
Yeah.
So talk about your starters tonight for the Blackjacks against the Rebels, Andrea.
So my starters will be Avery Bartunik, Mary Boffin, Megan Mamer, Lydia Offit, Caroline Dahl, Jenna Wyam, and then I'll have Amelia Olson as my libero with Grace Johnson playing right back. And I think that's everyone.
Boy, Lydia Offit, I think she had 35 set assists against Orville. Talk about Lydia a little bit.
She did awesome. She's our one setter that we have right now. And so she sets front and back row. She does a very good job. Has to know everyone's hit, how they like their set. So it's hard as a setter to keep all that straight, but she does a really good job doing that.
And the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game last week against Orville was Caroline Dahl, just a sophomore. Got to like what you see out of Caroline.
Yes, she's a tough player. You can tell at the net in the back row she wants to get that ball.
Yeah, and Grace Johnson kind of surprised me. Another sophomore in the back row is coming off the bench for you.
Yep, she's a fill-in right now. She's doing a very good job. I've been very impressed with her for just being kind of thrown in there. We'll see how the rest of the season goes with her, but it's great to have someone that can come off the bench and do that well on the court.
And you have some experience in Mary Boffin. Mary had a number of kills too, didn't she?
She did, yep. She did very well in the front row.
All right. Yeah, this gym here, I was here last year, and they got new scoreboards, they got a new scores table. They're making some improvements here at Maury County Central.
Yeah, they are. It's very nice.
And I understand, did you see the new gym they're putting up?
Yep, that'll be nice to have for them.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, are you as nervous as you were last week?
I'm not as nervous, just it's not the first game, but I'm pretty nervous still.
So what are you going to tell the girls in the locker room before they take the floor here against Maury County Central?
Go out there, play hard. Like I said earlier, we don't really know what to expect, so we just have to go out there and play our game. Our main focus tonight is no missed serves and get our passes to target.
Get your passes to target. That's very important, isn't it?
It is in volleyball. It helps our setters get the ball to our hitters, and our hitters can get the ball down to get a kill.
All right. You liking being head coach so far?
I love it. I actually started school yesterday.
Oh.
So here's the real tough part to balance school and coaching, but going good so far, and I love being a head coach.
Yep. And you got a good support system behind you.
I do. I have very good assistants. Yesterday I had to leave practice a little early to get to class on time, and they took over with not a problem.
Okay. Well, good crowd from Dawson Boyd fans here tonight in Slayton, and looking for a good match.
Yes, we are.
All right, thanks, Andrea, for taking the time, and maybe I will talk to you after the match or some girls.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. That's Andrea Lee, the head coach for the Dawson Boy Blackjacks. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the starting lineups in the first serve between Murray County Central and Dawson Boyd right after these words for fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottling Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County, Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto and Dawson, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric and Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufty Auto and Sales, Madison & Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vick's Plumbing and Heating, Swidzinski for House, Chris Swidzinski Representative, Gesswein Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank. Sports brought to you by Tostenson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Ottertail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluber Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bott Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson. Stop in and see what's new. Check out their new bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, home decor, fireplace mantels, tables, and chairs. Open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 5 and the second and third Saturday of every month. Also brought to you by Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212 in Dawson, serving this area for over 125 years. They're here to serve their patrons today and for years to come. Dawson Grain Co-op is open to new members anytime. Try us once and we know you'll be back. Come and watch us grow. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, or on the web at www.dawsongrain.com. Also by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Hi, welcome back, everybody, to Slayton, Minnesota, Murray County Central High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports tonight. Non-conference game between the Dawson Boy Blackjacks and the Murray County Central Rebels. And this is the season opener for the Murray County Central Rebels. And there's quite a crowd here in the gymnasium right now as the PA announcer is introducing the starting lineups. Of course, you heard Coach Andrea Lee mention the sweep over Ortonville last Thursday on their home floor. Beating Ortonville 3-0. So they get Blackjacks off to a good start. And let's see if they can keep it going here tonight against Murray County Central. Let's go through your starting lineups tonight for Murray County Central. a couple good players on their roster. Number three, Brianna Schmitz. She's 5 foot junior. Montana Beckman, an outside hitter, 5 foot six senior. And Danielle Kubal, she's the setter. She's a 5 foot seven senior, and she led the Rebels in set assists last year. Number 13, Elise Rohr. Rohr's an outside hitter, 5 foot ten senior. And a kill leader from last year, Alyssa Groves, number 14. She's a middle hitter. She's a tall one, 6 foot four. And she's a junior. Number 16, Brian Hookman is a middle hitter, 6 foot, and a sophomore. They're coached by Kate Robertson. For Dawson Boyd tonight, Avery Bartunek, a middle hitter, 5'8" junior. She wears number one. And number two, an outside hitter, 5'7" senior, Mary Bothan. Megan Mamer, number five, a right side hitter, 5'8" and a junior. The setter is Lydia Offit. She's 5'5" and a senior. Lydia did an outstanding job with 35 set assists against Ortonville last Thursday. And then Caroline Dahl, a 5'8" sophomore outside hitter. She wears number seven. And then Jenna Wyam, number 10, an outside hitter, 5'7" senior. And Grace Johnson, a libero player, she'll be coming in. Or not libero player, she'll be coming in and play the back row along with Amelia Olson. Amelia is the libero player. She played outstanding against Ortonville as well. Flapjacks are coached by first-year head coach Andrea Lee, assisted by Rhonda Olson-Nelson and Kathy Albertson. Flapjacks 1-0 on the season, and as I mentioned, Murray County Central is their season opener. Let's take a look at the schedule tonight around the Q92 listen area in Bolivar. A lot of teams with their season opener tonight. Wyndham is at Tracy Milroy Bellaton. Gamby Lancers, under their first-year head coach, Janae Wright, they're at home, opening against the Pipestone Arrows. And then Painesville is at YME, and here's a good match, Wabasso, at number two, Mineota tonight. And then RCW is at Buffalo Lake Hector. In the West Central Conference, Morris is at New London Spicer, Minnewaska at Benson. Of course, Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team, they took on Melrose. That started at 4:30 this afternoon. Have not got a report back on that. And, of course, the cross-country team, they open up their season in Morris around 5:30 and waiting for an update on that as well. So a lot of high school sports on this Tuesday. Both teams greeting each other underneath the volleyball net here in Slayton. And we are set for game number two, volleyball match number two for the Blackjacks. They come in with their black and gold. Jenna Wyam, Lydia Offit, Mary Boffin, Bartunek, Caroline Dahl, and Mamer on the floor for the Blackjacks. They are to my left. I tell you what, they've made a lot of improvements here in the Murray County Central Gym since I was here last year. They put up a brand new scoreboard. What a scoreboard it is. They're also building a brand new gym that will be connected to this one. And huge. I just walked around it before I walked in the gym here, and it's a huge new gymnasium, still in construction mode, but it's basically just going to be a practice gym. They're going to keep this gym as a competition gym, the AD told me. All right, here we go. We're underway. Murray County Central serving, and Caroline Dahl gets the kill for Dawson Boyd. It started out. Boy, Caroline's played a lot of volleyball over the summer. Went down to Florida with her Marshall team and did very well. Here's Avery Bartunek, and there's an ace serve for Avery Bartunek. Boy, the Blackjacks out. It'd be 2-0, and the scoreboard says 1. Bartunek, yeah, there, no, they put 2 up there. 2-0, Dawson Boyd leading here as we are underway. Here in Slayton tonight. There's the next serve by Bartunek. Rebels hit it over on the third hit. Here's a set by Lydia. It's a back set. And a try by Mamer, and it's good. And the Blackjacks are off and rolling. Coach Andrea Lee clapping her hands. Blackjacks looking to be very aggressive this year. I talked to Andrea quite a bit before the match here tonight. And she just wants her team to be very aggressive on the attack. Here's a drive and a block there by Mamer. Now Mary Boffin will push it over into the corner. And here's the set by number five and a drive. Nice block and dig by Dahl. And then it goes out of bounds. No, it's going to be in. They say out. And Dawson players disagree with the referee there. 3-1, Dawson Boyd leading. The Rebels will be serving. Paul Ramo here tonight in Slayton at Murray County Central High School. Jenna Wyam bumps it up to Offit. And a drive by Dahl across court. And it goes out. Caroline went all the way across the court with her hit. And just out of bounds on the side court. 3-2, Dawson Boyd. The serve into Wyam. Up to Offit. Here's Caroline again. Goes into the back row. Passed up front by the Rebels. They're having trouble. Now they do get it over on the third hit. Here's Lydia Offit set. Caroline soft touch. Dug up nicely by Alyssa Groves. Now block at the net by Mamer. Oh, Megan Mamer with another block. Nice job. Megan is talking with some Dawson Boyd parents before the match. They think Megan's really improved. She's grown a couple inches. And it's a tall front row for Dawson Boyd this year. Oh, an ace serve for Caroline Dahl. Hit the net and went over. 5-2. 5-2, Dawson Boyd leading here in set one. Dahl serve, another ace serve for Caroline. Back-to-back ace serves for Caroline Dahl. 6-2, Dawson Boyd over Murray County Central. Dahl gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder, and Caroline tosses the volleyball in the air and hits the net. A service error there by Caroline. Dawson Boyd leading 6-3, the score. Set number one. Here's a libero player. Brown with the serve. Mamer having trouble with that one. And a point there for Murray County Central. C squad tonight. Murray County Central swept the C squad 3-0. And B squad, it was the same. Murray County Central sweeping the Blackjacks in B squad. 12-25, 23-25. Close second set in B squad. And then 9-15. 6-5 the score, 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Here's Boffin at the net. She uses her left hand. The Rebels get it over the set there by Smith, and we're tied up in a drive by number 14, Groves. Groves, as I mentioned, listed at 6'4", and she's all that. 6'4" at the net for Murray County Central. Tied up 6-6. Here's Caroline from way in the middle of the court. She hits it way long, and Murray County Central takes their first lead of the night, 7-6. Lainey Brown, the senior serving for Murray County Central, gets it in to Amelia Olson. Here's Mamer, hits it in the back row. Brown passes it up front to Schmitz in a drive. Nice dig by Dahl. Here's Jenna Wyam with a hit into the net. A miss there by Jenna. And it's a 2-point lead, 8-6, as the Murray County Central student body making some noise across the gym floor there. Wyam up to Mary Boffin. Boffin puts it over on the third hit. Here's the set again by the Rebel Schmidt. The drive saved by Lydia Offit. Amelia Olson in the back row passes up to Dahl. Dahl hits it over in the corner. Good volley going on here. Is a soft touch, and we got a point for Dawson Boyd. 8-7, Murray County Central. Mamer out and in for Dawson Boyd is number 15, Grace Johnson. Grace is a 5'3" sophomore. She played very well against Ortonville. Here's Grace's serve, and it's a high serve. Goes deep into the corner. Rebels pass it up front, and a soft touch there by Groves. Nice dig by Mary Boffin. Here's Johnson. She gets it over from the middle of the court. The set by Murray County Central. Block by Boffin. Oh, the Rebels keep it alive, and they score. Wow. Nice play by number three, Brianna Schmitz of Murray County Central. 9-7, Murray County Central leading here in game number one. Blackjack defense ready. Amelia Olson, Caroline Dahl, and Grace Johnson in the back row. The serve goes into Caroline Dahl, up to Lydia Offit. Here's Mary Boffin. Boom! Mary Boffin powers it over to net. gets her first kill. Boy, Mary was, she is so strong. Here's Amelia Olsen serve into the corner. And having trouble, and they get it up to the net, and they finally get it over. Now Dahl passes it to Grace Johnson. Oh, not a good pass there by Grace. She's trying to get the ball up to Bartunek. Two-point lead for Murray County Central, 10-8. Rebel serves. Tight serve. Goes into the back row to Grace. Boffin keeps it alive. Bartunek quickly pushes it over the net. And now in the back row is Lainey Brown. She throws it over on the third hit. Here's Lydia Bartunek with a drive across the court. And the Rebels keep it alive. Amelia Olsen digs it up in the back row. Bartunek throws it deep into the corner. Here we go back. And a kill there by number 10, Shelby Christensen of Murray County Central. And it's 11-8. Just tuning in, Paul Ramo here at Murray County Central High School. And an ace serve for Murray County Central. Number 5, Danielle Kubal with the ace serve. And Coach Andrea Lee calling a timeout. And with the timeout, it's Murray County Central 12, Dawson Boyd 8. And we'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
Hi, this is Mary Bothan of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92. Let's go, Blackjacks!
All right, we're back here in Slayton. The timeout's over by Coach Andrea Lee, and as we come out of timeout, Avery Bartunek got a kill for Dawson Boyd. Now the Blackjacks just got another point, and Murray County Central leading 13-11. So the Blackjacks have back-to-back points here. And Lydia Offit will serve, goes into the back row to Brown. She passes it up front to Kubal, and a drive blocked at the net by Mamer and Bartunek. And it's 13-12. The Blackjacks have cut it to 1 point. Here's Lydia Offit serve again in the back row up to their setter, Kubal, and a drive into the net. Guess what, folks? We're tied up 13-13. Grace Johnson was out. And it looks like she's going to stay on the bench here. Lydia continuing to serve. And she gets it in the side court. Nice serve by Offit. And that time the center just pushes it over. And Bamer trying to play it off the net cannot. Nice job by the setter, Danielle Kubal. She, instead of setting the volleyball at the net, she quickly pushed it over in the middle of the court. Blackjack's unable to play it. 14-13, 1 point lead for Murray County Central. Serve goes into Mary Boffin, up to Lydia, and a drive by, who was that, Mamer or Dahl? There goes Mamer again. Boy, Megan's playing outstanding. Here comes Jenna Wyam in for Amelia Olsen. We're tied up 14-14. 14-14, and Avery Bartunek has the volleyball. Here's a serve by Avery, and the Rebels decide to play it up to their center, and a drive goes out of bounds by their 6'4" player, Alyssa Groves, and the Blackjacks retake the lead, 15-14. Bartunek serve in the middle of the court, up to Kubal, and now it's 1 point. Shot goes out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks now lead by two, 16-14. So important to win the first set. Set that tone for the rest of the night. Rebels in a drive and blocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. Nice drive kill there by Beekman. Amelia Olsen comes in for Bertuni. Blackjacks have that 1 point lead. We're in game number one. 16-15, the score. Rebels trying to tie it up. The serve hits the net, goes over. Nice dig by Amelia Olsen. Holy cow. Groves hits it, and she hits the net. Blackjack net violation. So that's a point for Murray County Central. We're tied up 16-16. We got a close one here, folks. 16-16. And serving is Brianna Schmidt. Schmidt serves it into Mary Boffin. She pumps it up to the center. Offit. Here's Wyam attacking the net. She hits it into the net. Jen has had a few that was her second time she's hit it into the net. And Murray County Central retakes the lead, 17-16. They serve again. This time, Jenna, nice pass up to Offit, and they get it over. Here's Groves, a left-hander, hits it across, and scores for Murray County Central. And the lead has changed just like that. Blackjacks have a two-point lead just seconds ago. And just like that, now Murray County Central has an 18-16 lead. Serve goes into Mary. Too far to the net. Mary passed it up and actually hits the net. And that's point number 19. We played at 25. Rebels serve. Goes into Wyam. She bumps it high into the air to Boffitt. Lydia backs it. Hit drive there by Caroline. And it's good. Caroline Dahl with another kill. Caroline Dahl. The scoreboard here is as the aces and the kills. They have the players' numbers up there. It's really nice. Hey, it's 19-17, a two-point lead for the Rebels. Here's Offit, pumps it up to Amelia Olsen. Now Mary Boffin hits it over on the third hit. Brown up to Schwartz and a drive, and it's good by number four, Beekman, again, her second kill of the match, of the game. And Murray County Central has reached 20 points. Three-point lead. Laney Brown serves for Murray County Central. Bumped up to the net, and Lydia ran into the net. 21-17. See if the Blackjacks can rally here. Amelia Olsen, Wyam, and Dahl in the back row. Wyam passes it up to Lydia. Here's Mamer with a drive. Oh, a nice dig there by Laney Brown of Murray County Central. Offit. Here's Boffin with a big hit by Mary. Good save there by Murray County Central, and they get the kill. Beekman with their third kill of the set. 22-17. Boy, Mary Boffin got up on that one and really hit it hard, but right into the Rebel. They blocked it well. Now Mary pushes two hands over the net. Rebels up the Grove. Boy, for 6'4", she's got long arms, and she hits. She's a left-hander. Now Jenna hits the ball out of bounds. 22-17, and Coach Andrew Lee calling a timeout. We'll take a quick break. 23-17, Rebels. We'll be right back.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Game number one, as we come out of commercial break, it was 24-17, and so Murray County Central wins it 25-17, and as the girls switch benches here. I guess we'll take a couple-minute break. Mike, back at the studios, and see if the Blackjacks can rebound. So the Murray County Central Rebels one up on the Blackjacks here as we'll begin game number two here shortly.
Sports also brought to you by Hutt Oil Company of Dawson and Boyd. They can meet your needs, offering premium diesel, bulk DEF, transport loads, gas, racing gas, propane, oils. They're an independent supplier, and they're now open full-service pumps at self-service price located East Highway 212 in Dawson. They're there for all your vehicle tires and repairs. Call them for your on-the-farm tire repairs, 320-769-2016. Sports also brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic located downtown Dawson. Call and make your appointment soon. Call 320-769-4756. Hanson Family Dental Clinic located downtown Dawson.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Look at your carpet at home. Pretty worn out, isn't it? Now is the time to get new carpet. Appleton Power Equipment, another fine sports booster, can help you with that. Sean and Jill have many sizes and colors and styles available. Your new carpet remnant is waiting for you at Appleton Power Equipment, located just across the highway from the Appleton City Campground. Stop in today. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Avery Tunick of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team here, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Another fine sports booster is Bott Appliance and Electronics of Marshall. Bott Appliance and Electronics offers free delivery and pickup and disposal in the Madison, Dawson, and Cambie areas. They also carry furniture and beds with Serta mattresses. Check out Bott Appliance and Electronics on Facebook for more information with lots of great pictures. Shop Bott Appliance and Electronics, downtown Marshall. Sports on Q92 sponsored by Kestelute Enterprises in Marshall. Contact Lance Borboom for all your service needs. Kestelute Enterprises is your service center for ag tractors, combine repair, skid loader repair, and ATV service. So give Lance a call at 507-532-0100. Kestelute Enterprises of Marshall can help you with your farming needs when it comes to machinery and service in the area. Stop by Kestelute Enterprises, located 4 miles north of Marshall, just off Highway 59.
All right, welcome back to Murray County Central High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Blackjacks fell in game number one, 25-17. And it was close all the way, and here we are in game two, and it's 3-0, Murray County Central, as they start game two here. Blackjacks not communicating well. Coach Andrea Lee could hear below me here, encouraging the girls, and a big pick as we pick up the play-by-play here in game number two. Here's Mamer, who played well in the first set. Now Bertuni gets it over. Back over to Groves. Blocked by Bertuni at the net. Here's the set. And a drive in the corner. It goes into the back row to Mary Boffin. Here's Lydia Oppett. And Caroline Dahl will play it over to net. Now at the net, here's Bertuni to Dahl. She passes it over to Bertuni. Blocked at the net by Groves. And Hookman. And it's 5-0, Murray County Central. Serving is number 9, Courtney Schmitz. She serves in the middle of the court. Boffin digs it up from her knees. Now here's Mamer with a drive into the corner. It goes. Play at the net for Caroline Dahl. Gets the point for Dawson Boyd with the block. Here comes Jenna Wyam in for Amelia Olson. 5-1, Maury County Central. Avery Bartuni throws the ball in the air, and the Rebels decide to play it in the back row. That might have went out of bounds. Now over the net it goes, up too close to net. Offit plays it off the net, but she hit the net. Boy, the Blackjacks are just struggling here in game number two as they're down 6-1. Jenna Wyam back in along with Amelia Olson. Here's the whistle and the serve by number three, Brianna Schmitz. Goes into Jenna, passes it up to Offit. Offit a back set and goal with a kill. That's the way you do it. Beautiful set by Lydia. And that was a back set. And I tell you what, Carolyn, she is so athletic. And she's listed at 5'8", but she might be taller than that. Here's Caroline with the serve. And it's an ace serve for Caroline Dahl. I believe, yeah, she had two ace serves in the first game, which the Blackjacks lost, 25-17. And Caroline, a sophomore, serves the ball hard out of bounds. Too far. Went out of bounds on the back line. And it's 7-3. Murray County Central leading. Boy, it's actually quite cool here in the gymnasium. Unlike last year when I was here with Lockaparral Valley, it was extremely hot. I think that was Murray County Central serving, the libero player. There's the serve, goes into Caroline. She bumps it up to Mamer. Now Mary pushes over, blocked at the net. Mary just returns it quickly. Here's Groves with a left-handed hit. Amelia Olson, and nobody at the net for the Blackjacks. Point, Maury County Central. 8-3, Rebels leading the Blackjacks. And Lady Brown serves out of bounds for Maury County Central. And that's a point for Dawson Boyd. Here comes Grace Johnson in the serve for the Blackjacks. Mamer is out. So Grace Johnson, a sophomore, ready to serve. And there's a serve. It goes back into the back row to Lainey Brown. She passes it up. Here's Groves. Big hit. Oh, nice dig by Dahl. And now Offit will throw it over to net instead of setting it. That's Kendall Franski with the hit. And now it's too long out of bounds by Maury County Central, and it's 8-5. So Blackjacks coming back a little bit here. That's Kendall Franski on the floor, number 13. Here's Groves again, and there's a big kill by number 14, Alyssa Groves. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's pretty impressive to look down there and see a girl that's 6'4". There's a service there by Maury County Central. It's 9-6. 3-point lead. The Blackjacks will serve Amelia Olson. And we got a rotation coming in here. Looks like Jenna, nope, they're not going to rotate. And Amelia Olson is going to serve for Dawson Boyd. And the serve is on its way. Groves, though, that's her teammate taken. Now here's a hit there by Beekman. And Jenna Amelia Olson up to Offit, and Franski hits the ball into the net. Kendall Fransky's first action here tonight on varsity level. Looks like Kendall is going to come out. And Jenna Wyam in. 10-6. And, Blackjacks were trying to call a timeout, but then a whistle by the referee, and she served it. And it went in. It's 11-6. And Mary Boffin wants to talk with the referee on the floor. Mary Boffin, the captain. I'm not sure what the... But Mary wanted to talk with the referees about. But the scoreboard says 11-6, Maury County Central. YM's going to come out. And Bartuni. Well, now the referee on the floor says, Jenna, you got to come back in. The referee on the floor has his paper out, looking at the numbers for rotation-wise, and wants to make sure it gets it right. That's why the delay. And while the delay here, give a final score in tennis. How about Lockaparral Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team tonight? And in a nice win, 4-3 over Melrose. So congratulations to to Coach Brant Hacker and the girls' tennis team beating Melrose 4-3. And actually, they swept in doubles. Jessica Sigdahl, Rachel Halverson at number one doubles won. Bree Cullif and Veda Maharaj at number two doubles. Sarah Halverson and Aston Kittleson at number three doubles. And Blair Lowry and Kylie Windiger at number, or an extra doubles master, won as well. And the winner was Anna Hacker at number one singles. So good match, tennis match there tonight out of Acapulco Valley as they won 4-3 over Melrose. All right, looks like they got the situation settled. Navy Bartunek is in, and Jenna Wyman went to the bench. And the Murray County Central just got the point there. 13-6, and looks like Coach Andrew Lee wants to regroup, talk things over. We'll take a quick break. 13-6, Murray County Central. Here in game number two. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison-Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital. The Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic is a unified regional healthcare facility. They also have clinics in Clara City, Milan, and Clarkfield. Healthcare is provided in an atmosphere that enables and encourages medical staff to get to know you and your family. That's the Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic, proud to be serving the people of this area since 1910. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, welcome back. It's 14-7. Murray County Central leading Dawson Boyd here in game number two. The Rebels beat Dawson Boyd in game number one, 25-17. And here we are in game number two. Shelby Christensen hits the ball out of bounds, serving. So Dawson Boyd gets the points, and Grace Johnson will come out, and Mamer back in for the Blackjacks. And that means Lydia Hoppett will serve. Coach Andrea Lee showing Lydia where to serve the ball, and she serves it right down the middle in the back row. They pass it up front, and here's Groves, her drive, and a nice dig by Mary, but she hit it too far. It hit the net, and the Blackjacks unable to play it off the net, and that's a point for Murray County Central. 15-8 the score. Rebels leading the Blackjacks. And Schmidt serves, and an eighth serve for Schmidt as Avery Bartunek unable to get up in the middle of the floor there quick enough. She gave it a good attempt. 16-8. Blackjacks need a rally here. And a serve goes into Mary. Up to Lydia. Here's a set to Caroline right at the net, and she powers it over. Rebels unable to play it back. Another kill there by Caroline Dahl. Amelia Olson comes out. Jenna Wyam back in. And here's Avery Bartunek continuing to serve. 16-9. Blackjacks have a way to go, ways to go here to fight back. Here's Groves in the middle. Soft touch. She missed. Played it. And called with a carry. And it's 16-10. So a six-point lead for the Rebels. Avery Bartunek again serves. And a drive in the corner. Mary Boffin saves it. Here's Offit. Now Mamer gets it over on the fair head. And Megan scores. Megan Mamer. Junior, right side hitter. I was impressed with Megan against Ortonville. She did a fine job. Here's Avery again serving. 16-11. Blackjacks slowly getting back into it. And a kill there by number four, Beekman. That stops the scoring there for the Blackjacks. 17-11. Rebels serving number three, Brianna Schmitz in the Jenna Wyam. Up to Lydia, the setter, and Mamer hits it. It's out. Kind of a delay there by the back judge if it was in or out, but she said out. Again, the serve goes into Mary, up to Lydia. Back set to Carolina, a big hit. No, a nice defensive play there by the libero player. And the Rebels get it back over net. Here's Lydia with the set to Carolina again. That's a good setup. Lydia off it to Caroline Dahl. Just do that all night long. 18-12, Rebels. And here's the sophomore, Caroline Dahl, serving. And the ball is tight over the net. Goes into the back row to Brown. She passes it up to the setter, to Schmitz. Here's a drive by Grove, and it's good. Alyssa Grove gets the job done again. Hard to defend a 6'4" player, let me tell you. 19-12. Murray County Central leading. They took the first set, 25-17. Here's a serve by Lainey Brown of the Rebels into Amelia Olson, up to Lydia. Mary Boffin is blocked at the net by Alyssa Grove. Mary got some height on there, but you're just not going to hit it over a 6'4" player. 20-12, the score. Caroline up the off and a back set to Mamer. Oh, Megan got it over the net, but didn't get much on it. Now a drive, nice dig by Amelia, but she hits it out of bounds. Point Murray County Central, 21-12. Blackjacks can't fall down 2-0 here. And serving is Brown. This is the season opener for Murray County Central. Set by Lydia. Mary hits it in the corner. Nice hit by Boffin. Here's Grove. Amelia Olson with a nice dig by Amelia in the back row. Boffin with the third hit over the net. Grove again. And Grove hits it into the net. Point Dawson Boyd. 21-13 the score. Here comes Grace Johnson off the bench to serve. Mamer goes to the bench. Gets a high five from head coach Andrea Lee. Grace Johnson. Served by Grace. It's tight. Just barely cleared the net. A good serve by Johnson. And now Rebels hit, ran into the net. And so Grace will get a second serve here. 21-14. Murray County Central leading. Here's Grace's second serve. Same nice tight serve. Good serve by Johnson. Here's Grove. Oh, he knocked. Oh, my goodness. Did she smoke that one? Wow. 22-14. She hits left-handed and long arms, long legs, and she can jump. She towers above everybody else. 22-14. Here's Jenna Wyam with a hit. Jenna scores. Nice hit by Jenna Wyam. She'll come out. And Avery Bartunek back in. Let's see if the Blackjacks can rally. Here's Amelia Olson with the volleyball. They're down 22-15. Amelia serves the ball to setter. Schmidt sets it up and a drive blocked at the net by Bartuni. Grove again with the kill. And Amelia Olson dove for the ball. Now Grove is going to come out. 23-15 the score. Murray County Central leading. Dawson Boyd. Kuba serves into Amelia. Oh, a little too far, and they serve it. Oh, and Grace Johnson gets it over to that. What a play by the Blackjacks. Oh, and they score! Rebels didn't play it. Holy cow! Lydia Offit from way out of bounds hit the ball back, and Grace Johnson from the middle of the court threw it over to net. Great play by the Blackjacks. 23-16. Nice dig by Johnson. Now Amelia passed it over to Grace, and she gets it over to net. Here's play at the net, and a kill by number 9, Schmidt. Nobody deep in the back row there for the Blackjacks. Here's a game point, set point here for Murray County Central, 24-16. And the serve goes into Grace Johnson. Here's the play by Bartuni. Bartuni, now Johnson. Mary Boffin, it's Lydia. Here's Caroline, got to get it over, and she does. Is it in or out? It's in. Johnson comes out, Mamer in. 24-17. Lydia Offit is going to serve. Game point for Murray County Central. Here's the serve by Lydia. The set by Johnson, and a kill, and there's your match there. 25-17, same as set number one. So Murray County Central leads 2-0 over Dawson Boyd. And as we go to a commercial break here, just want to send my sympathies, thoughts, and prayers to the Hewitt family in Dawson. Sad day. And we're all thinking of you and praying for you. And our sympathies to Chutama and her family in this tough time here. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Hello, this is Chris Wozinski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Another fine sports booster on Q92, Fernals Crop Insurance, located 3 miles east of Madison on Highway 40, owned by Brian Fernals, full-service agency offering multi-barrel crop insurance plans and crop hail policies. Go to fernalscrop.com for more information or call Brian's office at 598-7711. Fernals Crop Insurance says good luck to all area athletes. Builder's First Choice in Madison is another fine sports booster on Q92. Builder's First Choice is your place for windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. So any type of remodeling or new construction, think Builder's First Choice in Madison. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison, Minnesota. Stop in to visit with Mark or Arlen, Builder's First Choice, Madison. Heartland Motor Company is your trusted Chevrolet dealer in Morris. And the reason why? Our loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter our showroom, when you service with us, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. We are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being a part of your community. Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
Hi, this is Lydia Offit of the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you are listening to Paul Ramo on Q92. Go Blackjacks!
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Sports also brought to you by Tony Orata, your state farm agent, with his office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue, North Canby. Stop in and talk to Tony about how State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 40% on car insurance. Tony Orata, your State Farm agent, located downtown Canby. Call 507-223-5259. That's 507-223-5259.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Slayton, Maury County Central High School. Blackjacks find themselves down 2-0 to Maury County Central as we start set number 3 here. The Blackjacks are going to win the next 3 sets. And let's see if they can do. I think both these teams are pretty even. Blackjacks just are not playing very well, but right now they're getting off to a good start here in set number 3 as Caroline Dahl gets another kill for Dawson Boyd, and they jump out to a 2-0 lead. Here's Avery Bartunik. Avery serves the set by number 3, Friesman, and it goes out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd, 3-0 Blackjacks. Blackjacks fell by the same score, set number 1 and set number 2, 25-17. I mean, they're keeping it close, but actually not playing as well as they did against Ortonville, I don't think. Right now, they got to pass the ball a little bit better. And right now, another kill by Dahl. And guess what? 4-0. Remember, against Ortonville, set number 1, Lydia Offit was serving, and it was 14-0. It kind of set the whole tone. Now, if the Blackjacks can really dominate here in set number 3 and take the set, it'll help them a lot going into set 4 and 5. And Jenna Wyam just fanned on the play there. She wanted to go slow, or hit it softly over the net, and unable to. Hey, we have a final already. The Minnesota Vikings swept Wabasso tonight. 25-7, 25-12, and 25-23 to start their season. Of course, they state runners-up last year. And And a point there by the Blackjacks. I believe that was Mamer with the kill there for Dawson Boyd. You heard the Blackjack crowd here go nuts. And now Caroline Dahl serves into the net. Then Caroline awful frustrated with herself there. 5-2, Dawson Boyd. I understand that Jenna Frank of Wabasso picked up her 1,000th kill in her career tonight in Mendota. So congratulations to Jenna Frank. And there's a ace serve by number one, Lainey Brown of Murray County Central, and it's 5-3. Brown serves again, and it hits the net. 6-3, Dawson Boyd leading. Mamer's coming out, Grace Johnson in. I commented last time about Grace's uniform. Looks pretty large. Maybe she likes to wear it that way, I'm not sure, but... Anyway, the serve by Grace, and Grove hits it, and Johnson digs it up in the corner. Up to Caroline. Now Wyam with the kill. Jenna Wyam comes through for Dawson Boyd there with the kill. And that was a beautiful dig by Grace Johnson up to Caroline Dahl, and Dahl set it up to Wyam for the kill. Grace's serve goes deep into the back row to Lainey Brown. Here's the middle of the floor, and they hit it out of bounds. Murray County Central does, and it's the biggest lead of the night for, I believe, either team. 5 points. It's 8-3. Actually, Murray County Central was ahead by 7 at one point in game number 2. And we're going to have a point for the Blackjacks again. Oh, wait, that was the Rebels with the point there. 8-4 now. Number 14, Alyssa Grove, has 6 kills in this match. Here's the serve. Oh, and Grace Johnson in the back row can't get it over. Blackjack's just kind of struggling with passing the ball here tonight. Number 13, Elise Rohr, will hit the ball over the net into Grace Johnson. Here's Jenna Wyam. Up to Caroline Dahl, pushes it in the corner. Here's a set by Brown. Here's Grove with her hit. Dahl saves it. Lydia Offit up to Wyam. Blocked at the net by the Rebels. And a point for Murray County Central. And it's 8-6, a 2-point lead. Coach Andrea Lee out on the court. And encouraging her girls out there. 8-6, 2-point lead. Here's a set by Lydia. Here's Mary Boffin with a drive. Dug up nicely by Rohr in the back row. And a collision by the Rebels, but they get it over on the third hit. Here's Mary again. Tipped and good. A kill by Mary Boffin. Mary is a competitor. I love watching Mary Boffin play sports. She gets after it, as Carrie Tollison would say. Here's Amelia Olson. It's a 3-point lead for the Blackjacks. Can they take set three? They're down 2-0. Grove with a drive. Blocked at the net by Bartunek. Here's the Rebel side to get it over into Grace. Grace pops the ball high in the air. Caroline Dahl calling for it. Now over to Mary. On the third hit, it goes over to net. A set there by Schmidt. Pushed over. Dahl. Lydia. Here's Bartunek. Soft touch. Nice dig by Murray County Central. Oh, and Groves smashes it over to net for another impressive kill. Wonder if she plays basketball. I'm sure she does when you're 6'4". 9-7. Dawson Boyd leading Murray County Central. Here in set number 3. Serve goes into Johnson. Up to Caroline. Here's Amelia Olson from the middle of the court. Gets it over to net. The set and the drive and blocked into the net. That was Bartunek. Point Dawson Boyd. 10-7. Got a lot of action tonight in the Q92 listening area with the high school sports. I mentioned Lockenfall Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team. They beat Melrose 4-3 tonight. That was a big win for the tennis team. Here's a serve by the Blackjacks. Rebels return it back. Now Offit. Back set to Avery. Avery gets it over and scores! Avery Bartunek. 11-7. Blackjacks. Mary Boffin has the volleyball. Looks to Coach Andrea Lee. Andrea tells her where to serve the ball. Goes deep in the corner. Nice dig. Fast hit. And Johnson saves it in the back row. Grace is playing well off the bench. There's a set by number 5. Kubo. And a point for the Rebels. Blackjacks couldn't handle it at the net. Offit and Bartunek ran into each other. 11-8. Blackjacks with the lead. The dig, Amelia Olson digs it and goes over to Nets on one end on one hit. Rebels play it, blocked by Mary Boffin, Caroline Dahl and Bartunek. Caroline Dahl and Bartunek with the block. Grace Johnson comes out, Mamer in. Megan played a fantastic set number one. Here's Lydia. She got 35 set assists against Dawson Boyd. Goes into the corner. Here's the play at the net. Hit over there by number three, Schmitz. Lydia saves it. Now up to Dahl. Caroline gets another kill. Got to keep beating the ball with Caroline Dahl. She is a hitter. 13-8. Blackjack leading the Rebels here in set three. They're down, though, 2-0, as they lost the first two sets by the same score, 25-17. And there's a hit there and a point for the Rebels, I believe. Yep, they're going to get the point to the Rebels there, 13-9. There's the whistle, and the Rebels serve. Goes into Avery, up to Lydia. Here's Mamer, blocked at the net by Groves. Or by Hoopman, excuse me, number 16. Hoopman is listed at 6 foot. Served by the Rebels into Amelia. Too far to the net, but Lydia plays it off the net nicely. And the Blackjacks get it over the net on the third hit. Here's a drive and a hit. Went off Mamer out of bounds. And a point for the Rebels. 13-11. They're getting back into it here. If the Blackjacks can keep going. And Mary passes the ball up too far to the net. Lydia off and couldn't get there in time. And Coach Andrew Lee calling a quick timeout. And it's 13-12. And we'll take a commercial break and be back with more volleyball from Murray County Central High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Andrea Lee, and it's 14-12 as we come on a commercial break. The Blackjacks do get a point thanks to Mamer again, and it's 14-12. The Blackjacks are down 2-0, and there's a kill by Hoopman for Murray County Central, making it a 1-point lead, 14-13. Blackjacks lost the first set 25-17. They lost the second set 25-17. Here they're leading by one, 14-13, trying to force a game four, and there's an ace serve for Murray County Central. Number three, Brianna Schmitz, a 5'5" junior. This is a season opener for Murray County Central tonight, and Dawson Boyd has swept Ortonville last Thursday in their season opener. And there's a block at the net, but oh, nice dig by Jenna Wyam, and the Blackjacks get it over the net. Another drive blocked out of bounds by Dahl. A kill there by number 13, Elise Rohr. And the Rebels have taken their first lead, 15-14. They lead by 1 point now. Here's Mamer with a big drive and a nice dig in the corner. And the Rebels hit it over, and they get the point, 16-14. Coach Andrea Lee really getting vocal out there now to the girls. They're down by two. Got to stop the bleeding here and get back on offense. There's a block at the net, and it's a point for the Rebels. 17-14. It's a 5-0 run here by Murray County Central. Here's Mamer. Gets it in the corner. Now up to their setter. Back set, and Mamer Alyssa Groves with another big kill. 18-14. 4-point lead for Murray County Central. Here's a serve. Nice dig by Amelia Olson. Wow. And then Dahl finishes it off with a kill. What a dig by Amelia Olson in the back row. Sacrificing her body, hitting the gym floor hard, and kept that volleyball off the floor. 18-15, Murray County Central here in set number three. Caroline Dahl with the serve. It's long, out of bounds. Point Murray County Central. 19-15. Grant Laney Brown with the serve. Dahl, the Rebels return it quickly. Offit with the set. Mamer with the kill again. Megan Mamer. Here comes Grace Johnson in for Mamer. Mamer's played well. Blackjack down by 3 points. Here in set three, they're down 2 sets to none. Grace's serve goes into the middle of the court. Up front to their center, Brown, a try blocked by Offit and Mary Boffin. Now back in the corner, Grace Johnson passes up to Lydia. Here's Mary with a drive into the corner and goes. Now Groves just tosses it over the net. She didn't have to jump with her 6'4" frame. She just stood there, took her left hand and pounded it to the floor. 20-16, Rebels. Goes into Grace, a little too far. Grace passed it to a little too far to the top of the net. Lydia unable to get there. And Coach Andrea Lee calling another timeout. The Blackjacks need a rally. They're down 21-16. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison, just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
All right, we're back. And Dawson Boy gets the point coming out of commercial break. Down 21-17 here in set three to the Rebels. Blackjacks down 2 sets to none. Can they rally here? Down 21-17. Rebels close to sweeping the Blackjacks here tonight, but the Blackjacks playing hard now defensively. Here's Avery Bartunek. Over the net it goes. Here's Groves. Hits it. Partially blocked. Caroline Dahl comes up. Here's Offit. Mary Boffin with a hit. And a nice dig by the Rebels. They push it back over to net. Offit sets up Bartunek for the drive and a goal and a kill by Avery Bartunek. What a nice set by Lydia Offit. Hey, it's 21-18. Can the Blackjacks pull it off and force a set four? Here's Amelia Olson. Serves into the back row. They pass it up to their setter. Here's Groves with a big hit. You're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop Alyssa Groves at 6'4". With a set like that, 22-18. That was the 10th kill for Groves. 22-18. The serve goes into Caroline Dahl, and Lydia can't play it off the net. It's 23-18. Blackjacks need to stop it right now. Get some points. Don't let it go to set point. And a service there by the Rebels, Danielle Kubo. 23-19. Let's see if the Blackjacks can rattle some points off here. Mary Boffin will serve. Down 23-19. The serve by Mary's high. Goes in the corner. They pass it up to Kubo. And a block at the net by Dahl. Now another block by Caroline. Caroline Dahl with another block. Hey, it's 23-20. Come on, Blackjacks. Mary Boffin gets the whistle, and Mary throws it into the libero player. Dahl, Bartunek. Oh, what a dig by the Rebels. Oh, Bartunek had a point there. Rebels dug it up. Here's Bartunek with a drive. Another nice dig by the Rebels. Here's Amelia Olson. up to Lydia, cross court to Caroline. Boom, blocked out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. 23-21, and a timeout by Murray County Central, and the Blackjacks come to the huddle fired up. We'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss a thing, as the Blackjacks have come back here. Still a lot of work to do, but didn't let Murray County Central get to set and gain point there. And just got word that the La Caprera Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country teams, boys and girls, took first place in Morris tonight. So congratulations to Coach John Sherb and the cross-country teams. La Caprera Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team beat Melrose 4-3 tonight as well. See if the Blackjacks can come back here now. Timeout's over. Here's Mary Boffin. Blackjacks down 23-21. Can they do it? Mary serve. Goes into number 9. Rebels having some trouble. Now they got to get it over on the third hit. And they do. And it's in the corner. Oh, just in. And it's game point. Set point. Game point for Murray County Central. 24-21. Here's the serve. And it goes into Amelia. Up to Lydia. Here's Bartunek. And a dig. Bartunek again hits it. Hits it out. And it's long. And Murray County Central wins it. 25-21. They win it 3 sets to none. 25-17. 25-17. And 25-21. First loss of the season for the Blackjacks. And the Rebels win their season opener. We will take a couple-minute break and come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
A longtime sports booster is Dr. Brad Mosing of Mosing Chiropractic Montevideo. Dr. Brad's mission is improving the lives of others. Dr. Brad Mosing can help you deal with injuries resulting from auto accidents, sports, work, and even help you target your nutritional needs. Office hours are Monday through Fridays, 8 to 6, and he's located at 525 Legion Drive, Suite 1, Montevideo. You can call for an appointment at 320-269-7135. That's Dr. Brad Mosing. Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health Services, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health Services.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitnable Development Properties also has storefront space available on Main Street in Madison.
Hi, this is Caroline Dahl of the Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, Q92.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Five Star Gesswein Motors on U.S. Highway 15, Melbank. Gesswein Motors has one of the largest selections of new and used vehicles, has been in business for over 40 years. You can browse their lot by going to their website at GesswineMotors.com or call Jim at 800-442-5545. Like Jim says, no one sells for less, and we're worth the drive. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, keeping pace with all of the latest advancements in the world of communications with local commitment, global solutions. Check out their website at aceracoop.net.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth, visit your dentist on a regular basis. And another of our sports boosters, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, for tree trimming, tree removal, moving of large trees, and many other services. Contact Rise Nursery and Tree Service in Porter. Put their many years of service to work for you. Call them directly at 507-829-4614. That's 507-829-4614 for Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Porter. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Murray County Central Rebels sweep the Blackjacks tonight. 3-0. They won the first set 25-17, 25-17, and 25-21. Blackjacks kept it close. They had some leads throughout each set, but just couldn't pull it off. And to be honest, they didn't play like they did against Ortonville. A lot of mistakes here tonight, but they'll be okay for the rest of the season. They're going to win quite a few matches. And just before we come on the Neon Needles post-game show here, had the Dawson Boyd C-Squad team come up and rush me here in the press box. I had mentioned earlier they got swept in C-Squad, and I was mistaken. They won the third set 15-9. So thank goodness somebody's listening out there. So the girls are coming up there with all smiles on their face, giving me a bad time, saying, "Paul, we won that third set 15-9. We didn't lose it." So I am corrected. So C-Squad wins that third set 15-9 over Murray County Central. B-Squad, however, they were swept by Murray County Central 25-12, 25-23, and 15-9. That's B-Squad. As I mentioned, Varsity 25-17, 25-17, 25-21. Blackjacks will get right back at it. It looks like they're going to play Canby in Canby, or I'm not sure where that's at, on the September 4th, on that Tuesday, and so we will have that for you on Q92, the Canby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks next Tuesday. Our next broadcast will be Thursday. I'll be in Dawson as the Black Coach Corey Larson and the Blackjack football team open up their season against the Adrian Dragons. And it's always something always big going to Adrian and Dawson Boyd get together. It's always an exciting matchup. And that's Thursday night. And then the Lacapral Valley football team under Coach Tony Smith, they get their season underway on Friday night at Wabasso to take on the Rabbits. And that's going to be a great game. Last year in the season opener out of Lacapral Valley, the Eagles were leading mostly the whole game until the very end there. And of course, we know what Wabasso did the rest of the season. They went on to play for the state championship at U.S. Bank Stadium against Minnesota and lost to the Vikings in the state championship. So that's our broadcast schedule coming up. Of course, we've got the coaches show on Saturday afternoon. Have another final here, the Minnesota Vikings, ranked number 2 in the state, had no problem with the Wabasso Rabbits tonight in Minnesota, 25-7, 25-12, and 25-23. Jenna Frank from Wabasso picked up her 1,000th kill in her career. So congratulations to her, and Minnesota is off and running. And we'll see Minnesota here in a couple of weeks against Lacapral Valley and Dawson Boyd. Don't see Coach Andrea Lee around, so we'll just wrap it up here in the Neon Needles post-game show. Appreciate everyone tuning in tonight. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio running the board. And our next broadcast, as I mentioned, oh, I should mention a couple things here. Cross country, Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd cross country team, boys and girls, they won tonight and took first place in Morris. And we'll be posting some of the results on that later tonight on the my Twitter account and the Facebook page, Q92 Sport Facebook page later tonight. So congratulations to Coach John Sherb and the cross-country teams getting off to a good start there in their first meet of the season. And then Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd Tennis, they beat Melrose tonight 4-3. And a good victory there for the girls' tennis team under Coach Brent Hacker. You know, be talking to Coach Hacker, Coach Sherb, on the Coach's Show Saturday morning. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Once again, your final score here from Slayton tonight. Murray County Central Rebels 3, Dawson Boyd nothing. And with that, good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottle & Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County, Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto & Dawson, Rise Nursery & Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric & Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufty Auto and Sales, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swudzinski for House, Chris Swudzinski Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank. Sports brought to you by Tostenson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arbata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Ottertail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluber Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bought Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM.